We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doug, thanks for joining us. And let's start right there with the, I was going to say brutal performance about by Ohio State. Was it that they were that bad, or is it just that Alabama's that good?
I think it's more Alabama's that good. I think it probably is the best team ever for the best coach ever. That if it's the best of Saban's seven titles, that's something. I think it's certainly in the conversation offensively for that. And they had that spot there in the third quarter where they got it back to 14 if they could get a stop there. But that's like, it's like saying if I was a supermodel, it's like they weren't going to get a stop. So I think it is more Bama, but their offense just didn't keep up, I think, the way that people thought they had a chance to keep up.
What happens if Trey Sermon doesn't get hurt on that first play?
Yeah, I think they hang. I mean, I thought that's what changed for them in the second half of the year when you added the dynamic running back to the dynamic passing game. Because Master Teague is solid, but isn't going to do what Trey Sermon did the previous two games. And just with the attacking style of running. And, I thought if Ohio State won, like Trey Sermon might be the MVP, but I thought the run game was so important. So it is, it's disappointing. I'm sure you guys have made the comparison, but a lot of us were just talking about the idea of kind of like when Ted Ginn Jr. got hurt on the touchdown celebration in the 06 national title game, you just pull such an important piece out of the offensive game plan. Not that they're just a great player, but it just, I think, changes how you think you're going to attack. And Master Teague's fine, but he's not what Trey Sermon was the last two games. So I think that was big. I don't think it means Ohio State would have won, but I think they would have kept up longer than they did.
Doug, it's a weird year. So this year, maybe not the best example, although it kind of turned out again this year. But, as someone who's not a huge college football fan, I know I'm in the minority opinion here, but I'm finding college football very stale. It's the same teams every year. There's rarely a new team in the party. It's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State every year. I guess if you're a fan of those teams, you don't care. I don't know. Am I crazy? Are there more people than I suspect that feel there's a staleness a little to college football as well, with the best teams being just so much better than the rest?
Yeah, no, that's a huge topic of conversation. I mean, it leads to a discussion about should the playoff be expanded. But, it's one of those things. I think people like dynasties and dominance, like in hindsight, and I don't know what people were like during the John Wooden UCLA basketball dynasties, but I don't know if people were like, oh, God, UCLA again, But now when you look back, you don't say that. You say, wow, Kareem and Bill Walton, and they were awesome. But all anybody has to do is if Penn State or Michigan or Wisconsin wants to change it up, all they have to do is beat Ohio State. All Florida State or Miami or Boston College or North Carolina State has to do is just beat Clemson. If Georgia or Florida or Auburn or anybody else wants to make it, just beat Alabama. Part of it is that, people talk about access to the playoff. All these Power Five teams have access. Just win your conference and you'll make it. But there are three dominant teams in the three dominant conferences, and that's the issue. But I know what you're saying, Bull. I think a lot of people agree with it, but I don't know what you're supposed to do about it.
I don't know. I don't think there's an answer.
Just beat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we think we'll have expansion next year or in the next couple of years because of COVID and the lack of resources financially?
I think, I mean, whatever, I think everybody thinks eight's coming whenever the TV deal is up, but I could see it, which I think is in 4 years maybe, but I could see it even maybe before that if everybody agrees to it and you get to the five champs and three other teams getting in. But again, it's one of those things. Say you get to eight teams, then it'll be good. People will make the playoff, but, you know, Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State probably aren't going anywhere. They're probably going to win their first round game, and you're probably going to have the same Final Four and the same title teams mainly. You know, it's just the way it is in those conferences. And so I just, you know, the Patriots won their division for whatever, 20 straight years practically. So just beat them. Like, I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I don't exactly know what the solution is.
Yeah, there is no, it's not an easy solution, or there may not be a solution, period. Yeah. Doug LaMaurice with us, Cleveland.com. Doug, let's switch to the Browns. Quite remarkable, this turnaround, right? From the lows of the low of the lows for so many years to even last year when there were finally expectations and they didn't even come close to measuring up. The way they've turned this around so quickly, sometimes it's hard to believe, but here they are, beating the Steelers, dominating the Steelers, and getting ready to play the Chiefs in the divisional playoffs. How surprised are you?
I mean, it's hard because I to me, and as somebody who wanted them to tank and got it the whole time and like the past, like, it's connected, the low and the high. There's a straight line from the low to the high, from getting Baker Mayfield and Myles Garrett at number one and getting Denzel Ward at number four and getting Nick Chubb high in the second round. That, I mean, it is – this to me was the plan, was the – this is how it should work. And it doesn't work for teams sometimes that tank, and last year was a little bit of a stutter step on the way. But I think this was kind of methodical and, you know – there were some twists and turns with, you know, people getting fired and GMs and coaches moving in and out. But their best players, a lot of their best players were acquired by them being bad and getting high draft picks or them having extra cap space and signing big money guys. And that's who's making them good. So it's remarkable and it's about time, but I think it's really the culmination of a plan. And like, I'm kind of not that surprised.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're right, ultimately, right? Although the only thing I'd say is that they've been bad for most of the last 25 years. They never planned to tank. They did with Sashi. I agreed with the plan. I thought, we've talked about this before. I thought he didn't execute going forward well. He maybe should have had another year. But then you went old school football with Dorsey, some good things, some bad. Obviously, you got Baker, made the Jarvis Landry trade, made the Wyatt Teller trade, and then back to the plan, if you will, with analytics guys and an analytics-based coach. And I think they found the perfect coach to bring to you. For so many years on this show and all over town, we had all these arguments about analytics versus old school, and the nerds have won here. But I think Kevin Stefanski was the perfect coach to bring it all together. The analytics and, you know, old school football, whatever you want to call it, he's the perfect combo, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he stepped into talent because they, again, we had the stutter step with the 6-win season when everybody, really a lot of people, me included, were picking to be a playoff team last year and they weren't. Yep. So it wound up that a lot of times there's like a gradual build. Last year was that sort of like, but it got disguised by losing too much. But there was a lot that built to this, and then Stefanski, culture, structure matters. Of course it does. But in some ways, he was the perfect guy, and it was the ideal situation for him. There was a lot of talent here, and then he pulled it all together. I mean, it is. It's remarkable. Like, they've got it all. It all worked. I mean, it is. It's crazy to think about. But they, at the moment, they have something you want to be a really good franchise.
Here's the looming question no one wants to talk about. What happens next year when Odell Beckham Jr. comes back?
I think the thing that is hard for me is I think Odell has never played with a confident, comfortable Baker. And I think that is more coincidental than like Odell's fault. And so I think the Baker Mayfield that Odell Beckham will return to next year, first half of the season, Baker was still kind of learning Stefanski's system. He was still kind of getting his feet under him. I think he'll slide in and help. And Baker has figured himself out. He knows the system. I think it will be a plus. I don't think Baker got good because Odell got hurt.
Agreed.
I think Baker was on a trend, and coincidentally, he started the trend up right when Odell got hurt. So I think it's good. You add a good dynamic player to what they're doing, and I think it should work even better.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see what happens. I think it's a good point by you, though, because I do think that Baker didn't have enough confidence to play with Odell. I think now when Odell comes back, you know, Baker's going to be like, shoot, man, I'm a playoff-winning quarterback. Let's go. Like,
yeah.
All of a sudden, like, things change a little bit from Baker's standpoint where he's not, like, I don't mean to say he was, like, scared or intimidated to play with Odell, but Odell was this, like, rock star figure, and Baker's just this young player trying to make it in the league, and now all of a sudden Baker, I think Baker's proven not only to himself but to the league that he belongs.
I agree. And
you know what I'm saying.
I mean, we see it enough. It's like, okay, DeAndre Hopkins went to Arizona with Kyler Murray, and that seemed to work. That didn't screw up Kyler. Stephon Diggs has, like, brought out the best in Josh Allen. That didn't screw them up to bring in a big-time receiver from outside and plop him in with a young quarterback. So it can work. I mean, like, you can do that. So, I mean, if they could get just a bit of what Allen and Diggs have gotten and have that be that kind of thing with Odell and Baker, oh, my goodness. But I think that's still possible.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm with you, Doug. I agree with you. I didn't buy the narrative of that Baker just started playing better because of Odell was not there. And you know what? You start the season with him, and if you and I are wrong, Doug, and he's begging for the ball when they're winning and being a malcontent, then you move on at that point. But I agree with you. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Getting to this Chiefs game, Doug, do you obviously the Chiefs are the best team in football. They won 14 of the 15 games Patrick Mahomes played. They won the Super Bowl last year. Do you see a path to victory as the Browns are a 10-point dog here?
So I will say, for all of us who follow both these teams, there was part of me watching Mac Jones and Najee Harris and Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle and those guys last night, and I started thinking about Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and the problems with the Ohio State defense and the problems with the Browns defense, and you think, man, how does this work? How is this possible, right? But the Chiefs haven't quite been themselves.
Nope.
The Browns' offense is balanced. I don't think any of us can be delusional about the Browns' defense, right?
No.
I mean, I know Denzel coming back is going to be big, but they've kind of been who they are as a defense the whole year. They have problems, and they'll get some of them fixed in the offseason. But I think it's the same thing as with Ohio State. Can you score with them? Can they score with them in a way to hang longer and maybe wait for a break or wait for a mistake in that game? Because I don't think the Browns are going to stop Kansas City very much at all.
No, it's got to be a high-scoring affair. They got to outpunch them, and hopefully they can do it. Doug, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. See you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.